Well, the story has been in the news, since last week, I guess, when we heard that Minnesota will issue 500 more wolf licenses this year and allow hunters and trappers to kill 30 more wolves than last year. And a group opposed to the wolf hunt is still trying to get lawmakers to change their minds about the wolf hunt. And joining us now is Dr. Maureen Hackett, spokesperson for Howling for Wolves. And she joins us now on KFGO. Hello, Dr. Hackett. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're glad you're here. Is this the third wolf hunt in Minnesota?
Yes, this will be the third, and 3 years in a row also, yes.
And Howling for Wolves, when did your organization come to be?
Well, we came to be in the rush to hunt wolves the very first year they were off the endangered species list in 2012. So we organized to let the public know that the wolf that was formerly endangered and had just recovered was now about to be hunted for recreation and trapped.
So were wolf hunters just sort of waiting there, tapping their toes to watch it get off the list to want to hunt them?
Yes. It seems to be that people have confused being removed from the endangered species list with being available for a recreational hunt. And there's no other animal that has happened to. Most animals don't come off the endangered species list. And then a recreational hunt immediately following it without a baseline survey, without implementing a wolf management plan. That's all, we thought, very high risk, very reckless behavior toward what was a population we put a lot of investment in bringing back.
Well, and I guess the other side of the coin, the DNR seems to think that the wolf population is and has been stable.
Well, that's interesting because in 2008 was the last survey they took before they had the hunt in 2012. And following the first season, they dropped the population by 25% below 2008 levels. And now they're saying, well, the population hasn't changed much from last year. But last year's population was 25% below 2008 levels. Mm-hmm. So we did affect the population with one hunting season, and we don't have any experience with having, quote, regulated wolf hunts. Mm-hmm. Number one, our wolf hunt is really not that regulated because the DNR does not have the staff for regulating a wolf hunt. You mm-hmm. know, they don't know how many people kill multiple wolves but only turn one in. They don't have an idea of the numbers of wolves that are poached, and they really don't have an idea of what is happening to the farmers and the predation on livestock out in the future, immediately, and then over the next few years mm-hmm. when you have a recreational hunt that breaks up these packs and makes packs go out and find other wolves to make other packs because that's what they do to survive.
And then they have to find something else to eat.
Yeah.
So
and raise more pups at a young age. You know, they... That's the other issue, is they killed a lot of 2 and under on the first hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Over 63% were 2 years and younger, and wolves reproduce best at 4 years of age. So I think probably eliminated a lot of potential wolves that could have had pups.
So what do you say to farmers who suggest that it's good for farming because they're killing the wolves who are killing their livestock or who might be getting into their crops?
Well, what I would say is that the best way to manage their particular problems is to specifically address their particular issues, because wolves are basically a pack animal, and if you have a problem with a pack, nobody has ever challenged the rights of farmers to protect their livestock from mm-hmm. wolves. But what happens when you have a public hunt, you have a lot of basically random non-problem wolves being killed. And so I would say that the farmers really need to show that they're willing to allow the wolf to exist. And the best way to do that is to address specific problems with specific wolves. And no one has ever challenged the rights of farmers to use lethal methods to do that.
Okay.
So we're talking about a recreational hunt, which is very different than, you know, using lethal methods on a particular problem pack of wolves or a particular area. That's not the same. And what we're instead doing with this wolf hunt is it's like a giveaway to people who want to kill wolves. And the problem with that is it seems to have amped up the rhetoric to kill wolves. It hasn't increased any tolerance for wolves. It almost seems like it's made it worse. And throughout the whole country, the wolf is, wherever it's been delisted, it's being hunted.
Wow. And do you feel sort of like you're up against, well, boy, I hate to use this, but the big bad wolf in the DNR? I mean, how many groups are fighting against the governor and against the state of Minnesota and the DNR?
Well, you know, we certainly feel like the DNR has been captured by particular special interest groups, in particular the Deer Hunters Association. You know, they clearly are part of what the DNR responds to. The DNR actually wrote an email to them, to within their own department, saying that they owed it to their primary clients, the hunters and trappers, and to their secondary clients, the livestock producers, to give them a hunt as soon as they had management of the wolf. That was an email within the DNR's own system. But what we say is, you know, we're not anti-hunting. We're not anti-farmers. We just want to allow the wolf to actually be able to exist undisturbed. And there's a major role the wolf plays in our ecosystem.
Right.
And we believe that we're taking way too big of a chance by constantly hunting them, killing them. They're killed in many other ways. And we know that large carnivores like that require, you know, certain genetics to survive illnesses. They require certain genetics to continue their species. And we almost wipe this species out.
We're just messing where we should not be messing.
Well, I think that that's true, and I wish that other people would. I think most people understand this, and that the majority of Minnesotans on our polling data, 79% in our polling data showed that they valued the wolf as an asset and wanted to see it protected. They did not like snaring and trapping at all, and that included hunters, and that included people in the northern districts. So we know that the general public is on the side of the wolf, and that the hunt, really kind of a glorified trophy hunt that gets very confused with hatred too, because there are people who want the hunt just to wipe out the wolf, and that's kind of unusual. Most of the time you don't have a hunt because you want to wipe the animal out.
Well, in fact, excuse me for interrupting here, but there is a great legacy in our part of the world for that. I've seen countless photographs of Grandpa and his friends who killed wolves by the dozens, if not the hundreds, in one outing back in the olden days, back in the days of black and white photos, when superstition, in my opinion, reigned hard, and fear of the wolf, they don't attack people. I think there's been one or two accountings of such a thing. It seems to be irrational, and allowing trapping and snaring is inhumane, and I find that embarrassing. And I know people who like to trap. I don't know anybody that snares, but that just seems to be not only inhumane, but inhuman.
Well, of course, people at Howling for Wolves would agree with you. And I think what we say is, look, the wolf was historically persecuted, historically nearly wiped out, and many subspecies of wolves have gone extinct. And why can't we take the work that we put together and, you know, made good strides on and continue to grow on that?
Is there a possibility that the wolf hunt will go away someday? Or is this just picked up so much steam now, the third annual? They've now targeted, 250 wolves is the target harvest now. They've increased that number. They'll issue 500 more wolf licenses, for example. Is this train just not going to stop anytime soon?
Well, we're going to do our best to work for protection, laws that protect the wolves. Including better surveys. You know, the surveys that the DNR puts together are known to be inaccurate. They may be consistent, but they're consistently inaccurate. And it's very hard to count wolves. We don't want to see the day when we have every wolf pack collared, because that means we have hardly any wolves. And unfortunately, that may be the way we're going.
Someone wrote us a text message, the wolves were delisted because they needed to be hunted.
Exactly. That's where the confusion happens. As soon as you have a hunt, you have the public believing that somehow you have too many wolves.
Right.
It shouldn't be that we have enough wolves to hunt so that we can allow the species to barely exist and they can tolerate a hunt. It really shouldn't be that close to the bone. You know, it's over 10% of the population that they're targeting. It's a plus or minus 500 in numbers. You know, we have, mm-hmm. you know, we had 2,200 plus or minus 500 last year. Now we have 2,400 plus or minus. We don't even know. They didn't put those numbers out. But what we can tell you is the average pack size dropped every year since they started counting them in 1978. Every year the pack size has dropped. Now it's almost 4 wolves per pack. It used to be close to 6.
Do you think there's a belief that it would be easy to restock wolves if we killed them all?
I think there's a belief that man can do all kinds of things that man can't do, and that when once an animal is extinct, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can't bring it back, and that's something that's very hard to explain when they're selling licenses for $30 a pop. I mean, the inconsistency with the Department of Natural Resources talking about how they want to protect the wolf and then putting it up for a hunt when they don't really know the full effects of a hunt on all kinds of things regarding the wolf. It's really clearly somebody else's agenda they're following.
You know, a part of a good number of people's agenda are the three S's, which I learned about when I was a young man, and that was shoot, shovel, and shut up. If you have a wolf or a creature that is protected or not, you shoot him, you shovel a hole, you bury him, and then you shut up. And that's pretty much ingrained into a part of our culture as well.
Exactly, which is why we say you don't really need to add to the mortality of wolves right now until we figure out what's going on under state management, because it's easier to kill wolves. Nobody's arguing that you can protect your livestock. Of course you can. Of course people can protect anything they, if they perceive the wolf to be a threat, they can kill the wolf. And there's no other animal that you can just kill it for what it is.
So why do they kill them? I mean, you don't eat wolf, do you?
I think it's a glorified business of killing.
Wow.
And I think that in our country, we need to look at what we're doing here, especially with the trapping and snaring. That's really animal cruelty at a felony level if it was a dog. And we do kill dogs using our traps and snares.
Sure. Maureen Hackett, Dr. Maureen Hackett with Howling for Wolves. It's been a very enlightening conversation. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you don't mind. I'm going to hang on to your number. And it looks like the DNR will start taking license applications August 1st, and the early season will open November 8th.
Yes.
Is there a website or a Facebook or any place that I can post your podcast or this podcast or this interview so your friends can share it?
Howlingforwolves.org is our website, and you can send any kind of links or anything to info@howlingforwolves.org.
All right.
info@howlingforwolves.org.
Yes.
Very good.
That'll get it to us. Thank you for talking about the wolf today.
Well, it's our pleasure, Dr. Hackett, Maureen Hackett with Howling for Wolves. Thank you for your time, ma'am.
You're welcome.
It's
790 KFGO time, 24 minutes after 1. We have closing reports coming up. And someone writes, Jack and Sandy, the wolves were delisted because they needed to be hunted, like you said. You know, that makes very little sense.
Lots of other text messages in.
I mean, that makes it sound like it's an act of Mother Nature to enact a hunt.
Exactly.